I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. South Sudan's peace talks are underway in Ethiopia, but the violence seems to be spreading. Ahead of it, a wave of refugees, now nearing 2,500 a day. World Renew's Wayne DeYoung says they have a base in Yei, about 100 miles away from Juba, the center of trouble.
We're in a good position to respond to the needs of displaced people who have moved from other areas into Juba and further south. So we're looking at responding with non-food items like cooking utensils and hygiene kits and so on.
Prayer is urgently needed, not only for safety, but also for wisdom and gospel opportunities. Next, God's progression in missions often means transition in leadership. In the near future, the Mission Society will be welcoming board member Max Wilkins as the new president.
We've engaged from the very beginning with cross-cultural witnesses who have been a part of what the Mission Society is doing. And it's just such an awesome thing to be able to have an opportunity to work with this fantastic staff and the cross-cultural witnesses around the world.
Pray for the Mission Society through this transition that they would continue to have a positive impact on the world with the gospel, according to God's will. And need a reason to get back into running? Well, February 1st is the 6th annual Frozen 5K for Haiti, a race that raises support for AMG International. The 5K is put on by Signal Mountain Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the funds raised go to sharing the gospel with the youth of Haiti. Sign up can be found at our website. Now, if you're not a runner, there is a mile walk option, and if you don't live there, you can pray for a successful fundraising event and a big impact in Haiti. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for the countries of Eurasia. When you support their Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.